Coney Island Christmas at City Lights.
Oh, no.
You were playing a 10-year-old, mm-hmm. 8-year-old, and there's something about your charisma that stole that show.
As an 8-year-old?
I don't remember anything else about that show, but yeah, yeah. Having my eyes locked on you, your physicality, your gestures, your enthusiasm playing this boy. I don't know what the show was about, but I just remember after the show,
yeah,
wanting to introduce myself to you, and I was like, yo, I like this guy.
Yeah.
And then shortly after, I think maybe a year or two after, there was an improv drop-in at the Pear.
Yeah, led by James.
And I remember talking to you, and you were like, hey, you're good at this. You ever thought about doing Red Ladder? And I was like, you know, I have an email of this woman who keeps trying to get me to do this, but I'm like working at the bar and like I'm having, you know, a good time. Whoa. And like, why would I involuntarily just choose to go in prison? Mm-hmm. But you're like, yo, I'm part of it. And I was like, I like this guy. This guy's got good energy. And I think that's been the basis of like.
Did you know that was me?
What?
At that improv? Like that? Yeah. I was the same person? Oh, okay, okay.
Of course.
I wasn't sure, like.
Yeah.
This guy looks familiar, but I don't.
I knew it was you because I've seen you in stuff post that. Mm-hmm. But I think that was just a moment where I'm like, oh, I get to work with this guy or like play with this guy.
Yeah.
And then you bring in Red Ladder. I think you were like the final person to like push me towards because it was Tom Goff.
You're being poached.
Yeah, yeah. It was Karen and then you. And then I was like, all right, I'll try it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, yo, that's. And then I've. crafted a beautiful relationship since then.
That's right. We nurture that.
Yeah,
it took some time, and I think that came from a genuine place of like admiration for each other's skills, or like seeing the potential from off the bat, right? And you can't say that about everybody, you know. Doesn't mean that no one has that spark. It just means like it might require someone else to notice it from someone else. But thank you for sharing that.
Of course. My first impression of you, Tassie.
Yeah, I think that was... Oh, thank you. Thank you. I saw you watching me during Coney Island.
The whole time?
The whole time, yeah. That's why I gave those faces during Coney Island. I was like, I got to get this guy's attention.
This guy's watching me. Give him everything.
Yeah, he's my one audience member.
It was just me, actually.
It was just, yeah, exactly. That was a weird day.
Oh, that... I might have to segue to the story. You remember when you were doing... Peter and the Starcatcher.
Yes.
And you guys made me the koala. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, for anyone out there listening or watching, there's a show called Peter and the Starcatcher, and you know, it harkens back to the old school plays where you choose an audience member or you do a walk-on role. And Dav on that one particular evening was on the front row. Great seat, by the way.
Great seat.
And during intermission, we're like, let's get Dav in here. So yeah, we made him the koala. Walk on, I guess.
Yeah, and they all looked at me, and I was like, man, they're looking so close to me. And they're like, oh, it's a koala. And I was like, wow, the person is like in my direction. And then out of nowhere, they're touching my face. I'm like, God damn, they made me the koala. There's so many faces.
It makes you wonder, like, do koalas know that? Do they have existential moments where they're being stared at and they're like, am I the koala?
That's so funny.
Well, let me tell you. The first time I recall meeting you, and it might have been that improv, or it might have been, no, I think it was that improv day where I actually approached you and said something, but I think I might have actually seen you or introduced myself to you sooner, and that was during Bench Projects.
Oh, yeah.
You came to, back when the Dragon Theater, RIP, was at their location in Palo Alto. And we had that very narrow space. And I just remember that place was dark. And after the show, you know, and the lights come back up, I was like, I recognize that guy. And I couldn't figure out where. It might be like when you do social media, you know, like, or if you're active on it in any, you're like, I've seen this person's face. But I'm like, well, he's here now and he's chatting with some friends. Let me like introduce myself. And then I think later when we did the improv, I had the more like, oh, okay, he actually does this too. Maybe these skills might be of use in, you know, not only for entertainment, but also for like the stuff that I'm doing. Because I think at the time too, I was looking for more people who felt like me.
I feel it.
Because I've always felt like an outsider in...
Man.
Right? I've always felt like an outsider in a community. And I don't know if that's because I came at things kind of late in life, or late in life, air quotes for you out there listening, or just that I identify now, but felt then, as a multidisciplinary artist.
Yeah. Yeah, like what box do we fit in?
Yeah.
Like we're multidisciplinary.
And who taught us that we needed to be in boxes?
Man, that's
right?
Like...
Right? That's the real crime.
One thing, stay in your lane.
Well, yeah. we're in different lanes, and I think all the lanes have kind of led us to have this just hang out, and also, well, when we try to hang out anyway.
Yeah, and have this podcast, which everyone tuning in, I'm David Morales. You could find me everywhere at Active Poet.
And I'm Tossie Alabastro at Tossie Alabastro, also everywhere, I guess, in that sense.
And this is our podcast called
Art Part-time Job.
Hey.
Yeah. I'll take credit for the name.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
No. You like that and what's the Jackie Chan outtake?
Oh, Square Martin.
Yeah. We work with a nonprofit called Red Ladder Theater Company, where we teach improv to the community, whether that's people in prison, senior citizen homes, at-risk youth. And me and Tossie have had a lot of drives in the car going all over Northern California. And Tossie will be telling me a lot of things, like names. And one time he told me, I made this YouTube channel. Don't know what it's going to be, but it's called Art Time Job. I was like,
that woke you up, didn't it?
That was amazing. I was mid-nap. Yeah. And it woke me up. And years later, I just checked in with Tossie, like, are you doing anything with that?
No.
And I'm like, that's the name of our podcast.
If I could show you the different random names that I've saved on YouTube as a URL.
So you're just telling me that you just share the bangers with me?
Yeah. I think I have one called Domestic Fever. And the whole idea is like, you know, when you're at home and you get in that kind of spell of like, I'm going to clean this or I'm going to, it was really meant to be like home hacks. Kind of thing, but in my flair, right? Nothing ever came with that, because when I get inspired to do home hacks or cleaning things or whatever, cooking, I don't usually have a camera around.
Yeah, right.
And the moment that I turn it on, then my brain switches to that mode of production. Like, how do I do this?
You just need like a reality show setup where there's cameras everywhere.
They're just
always
rolling,
recording that Big Brother.
Yeah. Hello.
Remind
me later to tell you a story about Big Brother. Very short story.
Okay.
It involves my dad.
Okay.
We'll
close with that story.
Yeah.
But
I know your name. You know my name.
Yeah.
And now those of people who are listening or tuning in know our name now.
And they could tell that we've had a relationship over the years that we've nurtured. That's why we're here today.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are two award-winning multidisciplinary artists, Tossie in the form of
acting, arts advocacy, and I would say most recently joining the board for Medical Clowns. And of
wait, before we get to me, dude, you're also a streamer.
Oh,
you do
sure
so much stuff. You content create. Come on, talk about some of the stuff, people you work with.
I guess this is that thing of like,
you gotta flex right now.
All right, it is our platform after all.
This is episode one, you flexing.
All right, sure. Okay, this is a great lesson. Already we're getting into lessons. Let's about like, I feel like I'm just past emerging artist in this particular community as an artist, as an actor, but yet there's still that little seed in my brain, or like little voice in my brain that says, be modest, right? And sometimes that happens quite frequently, and I think that voice is louder for some people than it is for others, and it can shout at you at any point of your career. And I guess that's part of that imposter syndrome thing, right? We're going to talk about that on this podcast down the road. And so I'm a live streamer. I'm happy to say that, because I have been spotlighted in the SF Chronicle about those adventures in live streaming.
Oh, yes, you have.
Really, I mean, outside of it being a private and, no, I would say private because it's live streaming. Outside of it being a personal project, it became more of a community involvement during the pandemic, 2020, because theaters and local arts organizations were really looking to how do we reach our community, our constituents, our you know, and live streaming was really on the rise at that point, at least outside of the video gaming sphere.
Yeah.
Right. So when you talked about like Twitch or YouTube live streaming or Facebook Live, Mixer, people always associated those with like, oh, you're just going to do video games. And, you know, it took some convincing, but I think people in the, our community, our theater community, start to see like, oh, there actually is viable potential to connect beyond what we put on the stage.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of an old model, and it worked to some degree, but as we see now in 2023, you know, rest in peace to a bunch of theater companies, because yeah, the models don't work anymore. But don't want to get too deep into that just yet. I'm also a visual artist in some ways. I don't promote any of that really. Photographer.
Editor.
Yeah, I do some editing occasionally. What else do I do?
You do game reviews, video game reviews?
Oh, that's true. Oh my God. You know me better than I do, bro. Yeah, I do video game reviews on YouTube under the guise of Cream Bananas, which is kind of my my moniker name. Not as cool as Active Poet, but it's got its flavor. It's got its flair. Yeah. Maybe. So do that. I do some vlogs. And, you know, honestly, I think the thing I'm most proud of is being able to get dropped into any artistic kind of endeavor and collaborate and provide ideas and just get things moving. Yeah. So
I'd also say you're a dancer, too.
Oh, thanks, man.
You got moves.
I'm a mover. I'll accept that. Hey, I'm a mover. Yeah.
Y'all have to see him dance one of these episodes. Hey.
Yeah, roll that clip. No, I'm just kidding. Roll the clip. I got just the one.
Just the one.
Yeah. Actually, on YouTube, I do have a movement in.
See?
A moving clip. Boom. Yeah. I had to repurpose an audition clip that didn't, you know, I didn't book it. But I was like, you know, I didn't say any names in here. I'm just going to put it up there.
Yeah.
It's trending.
He's also a commercial actor. He booked his first commercial the other day, and he showed me the self-tape, and it was hilarious. There's no way they're going to pick anybody else but you for that.
Thank you. Of course. I appreciate you saying that. When I watched it again, I'm like, yeah, how can they not?
Yeah.
And that's just like trying to be as objective as possible. So I'm like, the energy. Yeah, anyway.
You were having fun with it.
I was having fun with it.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. And I had a conversation with the casting director recently about that, and I think that was the knowledge that he shared was, you know, watching it, it's like you just left everything on the table.
Fun is a secret sauce, bro.
Oh, what a great nugget, bro.
Fun is a secret sauce? It's like...
Some people forget to order the secret sauce.
You know, I think it's a life lesson. I think ever since we were little, we always gravitate where the fun is. You see kids on the playground, you're like, that looks like fun. You're laughing, you're giggling. You see the popular kids always laughing, you're like, I want to be a part of that joke.
I want to be where the fun people are.
Yeah. No copyrights. Please. Please don't take it down. This is the first episode. But in self-tapes, I always like, or voiceover auditions, I always, if I watch it back or listen back and I laugh, I'm like, yeah.
I remember you mentioning that early in kind of like when you're really starting to get your momentum in voice acting. And we'll get into that. I love that you're like, if it makes me laugh, I think it was one of your Motivation Mondays videos. If it makes me laugh or it makes me feel some type of joy, I'm in it. And I think that's such a great starting barometer.
Yeah.
Right? Because then you start layering on the technical things that maybe people might be looking for. But at the end of the day, it makes you feel good. You can go to the next project still feeling good about something.
And I can throw it behind me. Like, I don't have to worry about, like, please, I want it. Because, of course, we want it. But you kind of have to let go of it.
Absolutely.
Let go of the things you love.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a cool transition to say I'm Active Poet.
Yay!
David Morales, or Dav for short. Improv name, The Trilogy. You can call me whatever you want.
How did I not know this? The Trilogy. Well,
you know, comedies. comedies in the rule of threes.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, it's kind of self-given, The Trilogy. But yo.
You have a comp. How did I not know this?
Hey.
So this is good. I'm being reintroduced to my friend here.
Hey, yo, The Trilogy.
All right, talk to me, The Trilogy.
You know?
Yeah, go for it.
Best things come in three. Comedy comes in threes. And it made you laugh. Yeah. So, hey.
My waistline comes in three. You know?
What?
I don't know. Three digits.
I love it. My art forms are acting, rapping, and content creation, I would say. Minor flexes.
Yeah.
In the acting pool, I've been able to do nationwide commercials. I've been in a Match.com commercial. I've been a KFC commercial. I've done a Call of Duty commercial.
Double down.
Voiceover. I've worked with a lot of companies. Been blessed during the pandemic. That was like my bread and butter because I have so much music equipment, and I built a studio in my mom's garage. worked with plenty of companies. Theater, blessed to have worked, unfortunately not with this guy, but we've shared some of the same stages all throughout the Bay Area. And then making music for like 10 years or so. Started off just freestyling and then, you know, releasing music online, mixtapes. All my music's everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music. Anywhere you listen to music, you can search up Active Poet and you can hear what I like to do. It's very lighthearted, positive. I like to have fun. Whatever I'm feeling, I like to record on the track. And then I think during the pandemic really is when the content creation really started.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about that. I was like, how did that kind of ratchet up?
I've always wanted to do content creation, like Vine days. Like, oh, I always wanted to, but I just didn't know how to be funny in 6 seconds.
It's a skill, man. You know, like,
it's a skill. When I had all this time and TikTok kind of like popped off, I just was just posting every day, making skits with myself, my mom, my girlfriend, anybody around me. You and I started off a skit like the day one of the pandemic. Ever since then, it kind of like leveraged my TikTok. You know, I started doing like auditions and all that stuff. And I've been able to leverage that TikTok to like get social media deals and like support myself with other incomes around. I do social media for a local Mexican restaurant, El Guapo's. I love working there.
Delicious.
Food's great. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, those little my flexes, little things that I do.
Those are the minor ones. What are the major ones though?
KFC is not major. Who don't know KFC? Everyone know KFC.
Can I say I really enjoyed your Gran Turismo VO. I didn't even know you did that. That was like kind of, you slipped that under the radar. But I think it's also like, I don't know how much of Gran Turismo world you're versed in.
I played the game.
You played the game, right? I think a lot of people in the olden PlayStation days had it because it used to be a free disc. Yeah. But there's a movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that is that sense of where can you take your passions and interests? And one of the best drivers, and stop me if you already know this, but for those of you who are out there listening, watching, one of the best drivers started off playing the video game and joining an academy that they opened to train drivers based on the Gran Turismo game. So they would do the simulations. And at some point, he graduated from that academy and just started driving. And he is now one of the best, and they're making a movie about him, and he's in it as a stunt driver. I
know, for himself.
So it is so cool. It is such a weird, like, your past self has gifted you something.
I think you and I could say this a lot about ourselves, that like our 13-year-old selves are geeking out on the cool things that we get to do.
I think so, yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. I feel like when I'm ever down, like I'm not doing enough or whatever, I think of like, man, if my 13-year-old self saw me on that Nickelodeon show Top Elf, he'd be like, what, we're Nickelodeon? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, dang, this has been like a long time coming for this.
Right. Thing. And I think part of that is you started to see yourself in it, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to get involved in that way and you put in your imagination.
Yeah. Which reminds me of some of the core values of this podcast, which is for me, representation. That's everything. Yeah. Seeing is believing. If it wasn't for people like Will Smith or like Keenan and Kel and like the cast of all that, Denzel, even Jim Carrey, like
Living Color.
In Living Color, all these people that I was like, oh, they can do it. Mm-hmm. And they're having so much fun. I want to do that too. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how, but you know, constantly putting yourself in the right areas, you get
to
do it.
Yeah. I think there's something to be said too, like, what does representation look like upon observing it versus imagining it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrong approach to diving into something you like, right? So for you, for example, I never really saw myself in any of like these shows, but I saw the qualities of the comedy and the whatever I'm watching, the quality, not the people, just the qualities of it. And I sensed that, oh, that's something I can do. So that was the imagination seed, right? Yeah. Versus like, oh, I saw it. So not everyone is like that. And we have to acknowledge that, right? Some people need to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. But like sometimes you just, if you can just try to imagine it,
you can
make things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
core value number two, your favorite one.
Yeah. I think mentorship and mentee
is
such an important value to have, like, to establish. And by that, I just mean like who is in your community or your immediate circle or your extended circle who you can reach out to, whether, you know, about the track that you're on or something that you're even interested in.
Yeah.
I'll say this as a, I suppose from a mentor standpoint, anytime I hear someone likes theater or is even remotely interested, and this is where the arts advocacy comes in.
Yeah.
I immediately like, like my ears like, yeah.
And ears and, pop out of your hair and they're just like,
right. Theater. Exactly. And I just, I tend to just ask questions first.
Of course.
Because I don't want to scare anybody off. I know as a young person, when I was younger, if I get bombarded with advice, tips, and whatever all at one time, I shut down.
Of course.
I'm like, it's that retro, there's a word for it where it's like you go kind of against it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you need to find out yourself, right? You need to kind of rebel and discover it yourself. So I'm usually like asking questions like, well, what drew you into it? And like, what part of it speaks to you? Mm-hmm. And what steps have you taken to, yeah, exactly, reel them in, baby, reel them in.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're a theater kid.
Art is fun.
It's a mask. It's a skull.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I gotcha. Yeah. So mentor and mentorships are super important. And I know I've been a recipient of some really great mentorship. And I think part of that, you know, Karen Ultra PM,
yeah,
who runs Red Ladder.
Shout out Karen.
Shout out Karen. Early in my career, and even to this day, like if I have a question or I'm unsure about certain things or aspects of the industry, you know, she's one of the people I can reach out to and just kind of casually ask without feeling dumb.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I want to be, or I am that, and it's not even I want to be anymore. It's like, I am that to people, I hope. And
you are.
Yeah. So, you know, if you need to reach out to me and like ask me questions, like recently I had an artist ask me about a particular like stipend for a theater company, just as a reference. And I'm like, here's the total transparency of it. Like,
yeah,
this is how much I got paid. I even found a screenshot of like what I was being offered. And like, that's the kind of thing that I think creates that conversation in a community of like, how can we do better?
Exactly.
And I think that's at the heart of this podcast, kind of the intent of it, like how can we do better by sharing together?
Exactly.
And learning together.
Yeah. Extending the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bringing people in.
Yeah.
Sharing everything we've learned, mm-hmm, through this journey, being an artist and naturally a human being, mm-hmm, and, you know, making it work and not sacrificing our art or sacrificing the joy that our 13-year-old selves wanted to do with everything. Oh, my God, yeah. You know? So yeah,
like, sacrifice comes with all of this, but like,
yeah,
you kind of get to decide what you can sacrifice in some ways.
Yeah,
that's beneficial to people around you, right?
And I mean, a topic for a different episode, but like nourishing relationships. So that's also what this podcast is. This is me and Tossie getting to hang out and providing y'all with the secret sauce, which is having fun.
Yeah. So I love this. Like, we're actually literally creating a table, because when you extending the table. Secret sauce. You're literally putting it on the table.
Yeah.
We're creating a banquet.
We are. Come
to the party.
Bring something. Bring your favorite recipe or your favorite dish. Because everyone brings something different.
Well, let's talk about I know this is episode one. Let's talk about what we're looking forward to for this season.
I'm looking forward to learning more from you. Because I feel like we, mm-hmm, do get a hangout, but a lot of times in the workspace,
yeah,
and we don't get enough time, like,
right,
to hang out. I'm excited to hear your perspective on a lot of these topics that
we've come up with. Yeah. For those of you who are listening to Triple over here,
yeah, what's Triple, the trilogy,
the trilogy,
the triple. I'll take the triple too. Hey, the trilogy, code name Triple.
I was literally thinking, I was like, what was it? Trilogy,
the trilogy,
trilogy. Yeah,
trilogy.
I'm just gonna have to keep bringing that one back because it's so good.
Might be a shirt.
The trilogy. Pick me. I'm the trilogy.
Hey,
slow down. It's Ba. It's Ba.
What are you looking forward to?
I think it's just the same as you. Like, literally, I didn't know about the trilogy. So, just now. So, like,
you're going to learn a lot about me in this podcast.
So, for those of you who are out there listening, watching, you know, as I shared, we're in my studio space.
Yeah.
My room, basically. And we're keeping it low or lo-fi.
Yeah.
And actually, when Dav showed up today, we didn't go immediately into this podcast. We're like, hey, we're people, right? And so
he made me some coffee.
I did, yeah.
I don't even drink coffee. Tossie has a way of just opening me up and just saying yes.
So you're saying I peer pressured you?
Yeah, that's it. There's a gun underneath this table.
Oh no. That's what you call it. Ah! Okay, anyway,
right, before we like that fun. Yeah, yeah. Wait, before we go and sign off.
Yeah.
There was a Big Brother story with your dad.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I don't know how many artists encounter this, but you know, when I told my parents I wanted to be an actor, or I am an actor, or going to be, whatever the word was at the time, it took them a long time to kind of understand what that meant to them and also what that meant to me, right? Mm. Mm. At some point when I started to notice, and mind you, they've only ever seen me in one play, and they were visiting California, and I was playing a catfish, playing a banjo. So, like,
I feel you. My first role was playing a carrot in Peter
Rabbit. That's right. Yeah, so, same, you know, that weird vibe of, like,
you're a banjo, I was a carrot?
Yeah.
The banjo and the carrot. Sorry.
Play me. Yeah, that's the title of this episode, The Banjo and the Carrot. What is this about? Folk tales? And, no, I can't unthink of Banjo and the Carrot.
Yeah, dude. Well, keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway. So, they see this play, you know, and my dad comes up to me and he says, I understand. And that's all he says. And in a very, like, light and nice way. Flash forward, I don't know, 7, 10 years later, and I'm having a conversation with them. They're back in the Philippines at this point, retired. We're on Zoom, or I'm sorry, like, virtual meeting. And my dad just casually brings up, hey, son, have you ever, do you know what the Big Brother is? I'm like, oh, like the TV show, like where they spy on the people in the house. I think my dad understood kind of the basis of that response and he said, sure. And then it's like, they have auditions happening here. My brain went into two different places. One, what the hell? Like, kind of acting do you think I am doing? Mind you, I've shared the journey with my parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether or not how they understood it, I didn't really care as much at the time. And the second part of my brain was like, they're actually advocating for me to audition for something. Uh-huh. Like, that's a terminology that they understood. Uh-huh. So that moment was like, you know, I gravitate to that moment of like, oh, it's not that they're on my side. They've always been on my side.
Of course.
But now they have kind of helped me, you know, they picked up a tool. They picked up a nail for me and handed me the nail. You know, that sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, wow, that's cool. So yeah, I sometimes will entertain them when we talk. I'm like, still auditions over there for Big Brother?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's my story of Big Brother. So
shout out parents supporting, like, yeah, your kids. Whether it's like you don't understand anything but you're trying, shout out, y'all.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful story.
Yeah, small little word gesture and suddenly, you know, we're in Banjo and Carrot Land.
Banjo and the Carrot. This has been the first episode of Art Time Job, reminding you to make time for your art.
Yeah, where can they find us?
YouTube. I mean, you can follow us at Art Time Job Podcast. If you want to see more of this, we always post clips and stuff. You can. Mm-hmm. I'm David Morales. You can find me at Active Poet everywhere.
And I'm Tossie Alabastro. You can find me at Tossie Alabastro on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Or Threads now too.
Threads, yeah. All social media. You can find us. YouTube, everywhere.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed anything about this podcast, anything resonated with you, please comment below or let us know anything you want us to talk about in future episodes.
All right. We don't have an official sign off.
Art changes the world. It's a work in progress.
Like our lives.
Just like our lives.
Yeah. See you in the next one.
See ya.